All right. Good morning, everyone. How are you guys doing this morning? You're good? Okay. I want everyone to come over here because I'm going to need a couple volunteers to do a demonstration for me. All right. So everyone can see them. We all need to come over here. Okay. So I'm going to read a story today about a lion and a mouse. So I need a volunteer to be the lion. So does anyone want to? You've heard this story. Okay, well, good. Then do you want to be the lion for me? Okay, so why don't you come over here? I need a lion and I need a mouse. Okay, I need a mouse and then I need someone to be the rope because I don't have any props. Okay, we have a rope person. Okay, come on over here. All right, guys. So as I'm reading the story, I want you guys to act out what's happening, okay? Does that make sense? So we're going to go a little slow. Okay, here we go. This is called The Lion and the Mouse. The lion lay asleep in the forest. So if you're a lion, you gotta be asleep on the ground. You gotta lay down. How do you think lions sleep? There you go. All right, so a lion lay asleep in the forest, his great head resting on his paws. A little timid mouse came upon him unexpectedly, and in her fright and haste to get away, she ran over the lion. So don't actually run him over, but why don't you come around here? You're scared. You're the mouse. All right. Roused from his nap, the lion laid his huge paw on the tiny creature. So you're angry. Ah! Put your hand on the mouse. And the mouse said, "Spare me. Please let me go, and someday I will surely repay you." Awesome. The lion was much amused. Ha, ha, ha. And to think that a mouse could ever help him. But he was generous, and he let the mouse go. So mouse, run away. All right. Some days later, while stalking his prey in the forest, how do you stalk your prey in the forest? You crawl around. You're looking for your prey. All right. And the lion was caught in the toils of a hunter's net. So quick, rope, I need you to hug the lion. Right here, hug the lion. Give him a hug. All right. Okay, you gotta hold on. Okay, unable to free himself, he filled the forest with his angry roaring. I need you to roar. Oh, that was the puniest roar I've ever heard. I need you to roar. All right, that was better. Okay, the mouse knew the voice and quickly found the lion struggling in the net. Mouse, hurry over. Okay. Running to one of the great ropes that bound him, she gnawed on it until it parted, and soon the lion was free. So you need to get rid of the rope. So just hold on. There you go. All right, rope, let go. Perfect. And she said, "You laughed when I said I would repay you. Now you see that even a mouse can help a lion." All right, so that story is to help us know that no matter who we help, sometimes that help gets repaid back to us. Yeah? So when we help someone, and they may think that, oh, maybe I don't want help from you, right? Sometimes that happens. You're like, man, I wanted this person to help me out. Well, sometimes that gets repaid back to us when we need it. Does that make sense? So the point is to be nice to everybody because it may come back to you when you need it. All right, so we're going to say a prayer and then grab our offering, okay? So everyone, bow your heads and close your eyes. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that all of these kids came up to the front to hear this story. And I pray that you would bless us this week. And I pray that you would give each of us an opportunity to be kind to someone. In your name, amen.